Lieutenant Lee Perry. Okay, about 8:40 this morning, we got a call, so probably it's going to be about 10 minutes before that, so probably somewhere about 8:30. We had a gold pickup truck pulling a boat coming down Logan Canyon near Franklin Basin. As he rounded the corner and was proceeding to go into the straightaway, at that point he observed a maroon MDX vehicle drifting toward his lane. The driver of the gold pickup truck pulled as far as he could to the right up against the guardrail, at which point the gold MDX continued to come into his lane and they impacted head-on, causing the boat off the back of the gold truck and trailer to launch, landing on the roadway in front of the truck and trailer, and the MDX spun around from that point of the impact, and that's what you have here at the crash scene.
Who was in it and how did they fare?
Well, at this point we had a male driver of the gold pickup truck and two young men. They were both, the driver of the gold pickup truck was airlifted, we believe, to Ogden Regional, in critical condition with severe body injuries caused from the impact. The two young men were both transported by ground ambulance to Logan Regional and appear to be in good condition. And then the driver of the maroon MDX was killed on impact.
So the boys are Boy Scouts?
It appears that they might be Boy Scouts, is what we're being told.
Coming back
from Bear Lake, yes.
And just so there were only three people in the gold truck?
There was a total of three passengers in the gold truck. Yes, we had adult male driver, and then two young men.
Okay. MDX, who's that?
At this point, we cannot release a name on the driver of the maroon vehicle. We're still trying to identify the victim or the driver of the maroon vehicle at this point.
And you have a pretty good idea. You know who he is, though.
Well, we still don't know who it is for sure. We know who the vehicle's registered to, so now we're trying to track down who it is at this point.
Okay.
The truck is southbound and he comes up against the guardrail and he just sees that maroon vehicle just keep coming over, and then he's right here, and when the maroon vehicle hits him, because the maroon vehicle is so much lighter, it causes the maroon vehicle to spin this way, and that's what causes the truck to do that, and the boat launches right over the top of the pickup truck. In fact, if you look at the back of the pickup truck on the roof there on that far corner, if you flipped it back over, you'd see there's a crease on the back of that roof where the boat launched right over the top of the cab of the pickup. And this has been cut off since we got here in order to remove the driver of that gold pickup truck. So everybody was wearing seat belts, but with a crash of this dynamics, seat belts aren't probably going to play into this factor, especially when you're talking these kind of speeds and head-on crashes.
Seems like your best witness.
We have a really good witness in the driver and the passenger, the young men in the pickup trucks, but we actually had someone following the maroon vehicle and watched it drift over, and we have a statement from them that indicated that he drifted directly into the path of the gold pickup truck.
Just one drift, not a...
Yep, it wasn't... It was just started to come over and was a gradual drifting until he got was going northbound and drifted into the southbound lane.
No correction?
And that's why it says it appears that it could be something maybe fatigued or had taken their eyes off the road for an extended period of time to the point where they drifted clear over. We'll also look to see if there's a medical condition. So, I mean, we don't know. It could be, like I said, fatigued, distracted driving, or it could be a medical condition. Of course, we'll look at all those options to figure out what it was. At this point, we've closed the road for AirMed as well as to get the wreckers on scene, and then we'll be opening up the road here momentarily to get traffic flowing again.
Okay.
Right now, we are on SR-89 near milepost 483 in the Franklin Basin area of Logan Canyon. I mean, this is a bad crash. This is a bad... any head-on crash is a bad crash. But when you have one vehicle that clearly has no braking and doesn't stop, it's going to be more horrific than something where they both see each other and they can try to come to a stop. So certainly this is one where we had some high speeds involved. And like I said, this is one where sometimes even seat belts won't save a life.